You're sitting on the chair as I walk inside the room. You look up from your phone and see that I have a playful but serious look on my face. You respond with a smile and ask if I had a good walk. I raise an eyebrow and say, "You want a taste of my walk?" You nod your head slowly as I slowly take off my gray t-shirt and walk over to you. Reaching over your shoulder, I drop the t-shirt behind you. You don't move from your chair as I see you look down the side of my body. My sports bra is still on and my yoga pants are tied around my legs. I get close enough to feel the air between us, but I purposely tease you and deny the touch I know you want. I turn around and bend over to untie my running shoes. I know how much you like looking at my round ass. I take my time untying my left shoe. I stand up, straighten, then kick it away. Bending down again, I catch a glimpse of you looking up and down my body. I'm not smiling, and I wonder what thoughts are behind your eyes right now. You seem to be enjoying this, so I stay bent over and stretch a little more for you, then untie the next shoe. I stand up straight, turn around, and give you a wink, then walk out of the room. I'm sure you're a bit confused because I was saying nothing. As I walk back in the room, I notice you stop turning your chair around to look back at me. I stop a few feet in front of you with a canteen in my hand. You look at me head to toe as I unscrew the top slowly. I want to say I'm really thirsty, but I don't, because you're just sitting there glued to your chair looking at me with a different kind of thirst. I like how that makes me feel. I lift the canteen up to take a swig of water. As I drink, some of the water drips down the side of my mouth. I can feel the cold, refreshing water drip down my neck, then down in between my breasts, cooling off a little of my body as it trickles down. Damn that sports bra, I think, as the water stops cooling. I start to wipe off the water from the side of my face slowly, then down my neck, then down my chest. Tracing the water trail, I slowly unzip my bra. I stop before it gets to the last part of the zipper. I look up at you. You swallow, your eyes telling me, please take it off. I decide not to take it off yet, let my finger hold it in place. I turn around and bend over again, start a little dance. I imagine Shinedown playing as the bra slowly comes off. Breast exposed, I face you and hold out the bra and drop it on the floor. I turn around again and slowly pull down my pants, each sway to help the fabric peel off each slow moving inch. Having no panties on makes showing my wet pussy a little quicker than I wanted to let you see it, but since I see more of that desire in your eyes, I'm not going to complain. You don't move from your chair. Is your cock as erect as I want it to be right now? I think to myself. I can see the bulge in your shorts and can only imagine it must be uncomfortable. I turn my torso and pour some more of the cold water down my back. It drips down over my wings and over and in between my round cheeks. This feels so cool, I say without words. I stand up straight and stretch toward the ceiling, standing on my toes. I give my ass a playful wiggle and ask you, do you want some more? The slow, quiet nod and that mischievous smile made me quickly tell you, stay where you are. I walk over to you and pull down the shorts you have on. I felt like a magician pulling the cloth off the table, leaving the plates on top. Only instead of plates, it was your fully erect cock that pops out. I leave your shorts around your ankles and give you no time to make any movement to kick them off as I slowly turn around, letting my backside touch you. I feel that pre-cum slowly drips on my thigh when I move away. I touch it with the tip of my finger and then give it a taste. I think you're almost ready, I say to myself as I look at you. I slide over to you again, let my ass touch the tip of your cock. I see you lean your head back and close your eyes. Just for a moment, you open them back up, and you surprise me because you don't touch me. You're enjoying this, aren't you? I see you nod your head again and slowly close your eyes as my ass slowly removes some more of the excitement off your cock. You can touch me now. I hear a soft, yes, exhale from your mouth. Your erection seems to get harder as I see you squeeze some of the pre-cum out. It drips down the side as your hand slowly caresses my ass with the tips of your fingers. You almost make it to my legs before I stand up and walk away slowly. You put your hands on your lap and I see a look of disappointment on your face. I look down at your erection and see its stance remains and show you my wicked, let's get into trouble grin. I want to feel you inside my warm, wet pussy. I didn't think you would hold out for this long. You've been such a patient accomplice. This anticipation is what's driving this lust right now. I get on my knees and crawl a little closer to you. Your hands move off of your lap for me as I blow a soft breath on your leg and spread them out a little. Your ankles are still bound together by your shorts. I see the goosebumps form as I squeeze your inner thigh and blow softly again, inching my way closer to you. I get close enough to your skin so that you feel my breath on nothing more. My head goes higher along your body with only my hair brushing your throbbing erection. I sway my hair over it. I feel your legs tense from the sensation. Then I feel your chest tense as I put my hands on it and bring my chest up to your leg and finally feel your erection on my chest. I slide down, then up on you and see the glistening warm pre-cum on my chest. I blow another soft breath on it and pull away, feeling it pulse in anticipation as I stand up. I slowly turn around, close your knees together. I don't wait as long as the last time to press my ass up against your cock. Your cock feels good as I slide over it. The right amount of pressure as I spread my legs over yours. I lift my ass a little higher and grab a hold of your cock and quickly slide you inside of me. Oh, you feel so warm and I'm so wet as I slide you inside. You moaned when I let your entire cock enter me. I can feel it deep inside me now. I don't let that feeling last long enough and I lift my ass up just enough to not let your cock slide out and then slide back down again. I can only imagine what it looks like for you to see your cock disappear and reappear shiny with my girl. My hands on your knees as I rise and fall, enjoying each inch inside of me. My pussy replies in kind and squeezes your shaft all over those good spots inside of me. Oh, fuck. I start to breathe heavier and faster as I realize I want you in and out of me faster. My hands squeezing your knees tighter. Oh yes, as I drive my ass down, getting your cock wetter and wetter. Oh fuck yes. Your member disappearing and reappearing faster and faster. Oh, you feel so good inside me. I'm going to come. Onto you and collapse onto your chest as I feel you come inside of me. Your warm heat slowly comes out of me. My pussy still spasms as I slowly catch my breath. I finally feel your hands wrap around my chest and give me a squeeze and a kiss on my back. I grab a hold of your strong hand, bring it to my mouth and kiss your wrist. That was fun.